The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board, send us an email right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of The Barrington Show, Barrington.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of The Barrington Show. You're tuned in to Barrington on Reality Radio 101.com. Thank you for joining us. This is talk radio. We're going to talk about a lot of different things today. One of the things that I want to talk about right off the jump is why some people don't feel the spiritual connection. Why don't they feel the spiritual connection? So that's the first thing I'm going to hit on to today, because I think if I could lead you down that path for you to tap into it, you could feel and hear the guides, then you'll be more likely to jump on board and to travel that path. Before we do that, welcome everybody. Welcome to Barrington Show. You're listening to Barrington on Reality Radio 101. We aim to raise your level of consciousness, your level of awareness, for you to live in a higher self and to become a better you, for you to tap into all that exists, all that there is, and the goodness that was given to us, for you to learn how to connect yourself instinctively to the Creator, to your Creator, for you to be able to raise your level to the highest possibility, for you to live the best life that you can live, for you to wake up. And I say this all the time, everybody, just wake up, open your eyes, challenge yourself to do that great thing. Challenge yourself to task that new item to your life. Challenge yourself to learn something and to bring it in and to step outside of the box and to allow yourself to have thoughts that are different. Don't fall into that department where you complain. And then you find that yourself, you've become the complainer. You are now the department of complaints. People will call you and tell you their problems. Let's step away from that. They'll get you to fix their issues. Let's walk away from that. They will call you when they're stuck or unwilling to do the work. Let's walk away from that. Wake up, everybody. You're not placed here to resolve anybody's issue. If you went out and got a degree in this field where you think you could fix everybody's problem, I will ask you this: how do you know the purpose they're here? Why they're here? How do you know how this person is supposed to live? How do you know how they're supposed to behave? And who are you comparing them to? And why would you be comparing a person to another person when God had sent him or the Creator had sent him or her here by themselves. So if you're trying to fix their problem or answer their questions, how do you know you're doing the right thing? What is it that you know for certain is accurate when it comes to fixing people's problems? And are you just connecting them or even say comparing them to someone else? Wake up. Please, everybody, wake up to go to the education that you deserve, the wisdom that's been designed by you, for you. Wake up. Welcome to every single new listener out there. Thank you for tuning in. Welcome to all the old-time listeners. Thank you very much for tuning in. Welcome, everybody from around the world. Welcome home. You're here in Barrington, and we're talking spirituality. We speak philosophy. We speak a language that I hope you can understand, for you to stand up within yourself and challenge yourself to become a little better than you are. Wake up. Wake up, everybody. We start school and they train us their way. Somebody, a system, has trained us from age 3 to approximately 25, maybe 29, depending on where you specialize and where you go. And then you come out and you work and you pay into a system and you pay until it's your turn to lay down and die, because it's inevitable. Or, sorry, I don't like to use the word die, rebirth. You lay down and again get a new body and start all over. But my point is, you're controlled and you're told every single day which step to take, which move to make, what to wear, what you should eat, where you should live, where you shouldn't live, what you should listen to or watch or pay attention to, or who you should be like and who you shouldn't be like, and who you should be friends with. We're being told these things all the time. I like to call that camouflage, because the truth is, the information that is designed for you, it comes from above. It comes by way of spiritual connection and not by the boss saying, be here at 9 a.m. Wake up, everybody. Wake up. This is the show that we talk about spirituality, and today we're doing just that. We're talking about spirituality. Have you ever wondered why some people are so connected? Why some people are so in tuned? Why some people are able to pick up on the moves, pick up on the information, the instructions that was given to them by their guides, which were laid out by you when you were a part of that spiritual world? Have you wondered why some people are so interconnected to that and others aren't, others are not? Have you wondered why some people claims to be psychic and you're not? Why the same reason why some play awesome basketball and you don't? It's by practice, by interest, by desire, and in some cases, genetics does help. So, genetics plays a very big role in certain things. But a lot of us are not connected, and a lot of us don't know why. And I speak spirituality all the time, and I try to get you on a path that you will truly understand who you are and truly understand how to tap into that unlimited amount of strength and courage, and how to eliminate that amount of fear. That's what we're trying to do. That's our setup. Wake up. Wake up. I don't want you to spend another minute being afraid, living a life that it is not designed for you. It was designed by someone else for you. Instinctively, we're trying to connect you to your path. What is best for you? How are you going to benefit in this life? What's the best method? And the best method is to connect to your own guide. And I've said this to you many times. No one had to tell the caterpillar to crawl into the cocoon to go through a process of metamorphosis and come out as a butterfly. Instinctively, he knew that. We are the same. We're just not, we're not going to become butterflies. Get that out of your head. You're not connected to your guides. And we miss a lot of the calls. We miss a lot of what was supposed to be natural to us, instinctively natural to us. But we've taken another path. And we were misguided or camouflaged or moved away from the truth as it should be. So the reason a lot of us are not connected, a lot of us are not able to talk or hear or feel our guides, a lot of us are removed from it, and a lot of what happens in our lives, why we're not connected the way all of us are supposed to be. I think, and I've said this, I use this analogy a few times, and I'm going to do it again. I think anywhere you go in the world, and they have lions, and they have deers, I think if that deer was to encounter that lion, anywhere you go in the world, the deer would know to run. Because the deer is connected to its source. Instinctively, the deer is saying, "Holy Mother of God," and there they go. And he takes off. That information was given to the deer by his guide or her guide. We're the same, and we should be able to connect to that source that warns us of danger, warns us of things that are not good for us, like stay away from certain foods, rest the body, avoid this crowd, avoid that. This is what the guides are constantly saying to you. And I am trying to lead you down the path of connecting yourself to that guide to get that information. That's all we're trying to do, is connect you to that source, which is the be-all, the end-all, the top shelf, the alpha. We're trying to connect you to that so your journey through this life will be by divinity, divine guidance. We're trying to connect you to that. Wake up, everybody. Realize your strength. Step into your role that you need to play. So some of us are not connected to that. And it has to do with, a lot of it has to do with race, believe it or not. Your own karma. Your diet is a huge part of it. Your ability to rest and then rejuvenate to begin the next day is a huge part of it. Karma, I mentioned. And if you're hurt, emotionally hurt, where that development should have been. And I'm talking emotional hurt that was given to you by your parents, that was given to them by their parents, and it's coming down from way up there or down there, wherever it's coming from, and you carry it with you. You're carrying that luggage with you that has absolutely nothing to do with you. It was just a story to you, but you still carry it and you live your life accordingly because it's been passed down through generation and ends up on your lap. So we try to get you to let it go. Let it go. And you would have heard me say many times on this radio, another person's opinion of you is none of your business. Please remember that. Another person's opinion of you is none of your business. And if you try to make it your business, you're taking on an extra load or weight that you're carrying. What they think of you isn't you. It's their thoughts. And you need to be able to understand that fully. Another person's opinion of you is none of your business. Carry that with you. So if we could get over the hurt, we could change our diets, we could rest ourselves properly, and we could follow the path. For this all to begin, you need to clean yourself. You need to purge. You need to purify your thoughts. So the journey begins with you. This is how you have to prepare yourself to walk that walk, you have to become innocuous. And by doing so, you learn simple rules along the way. If it's not true, don't say it. If it's not yours, don't take it. If it's wrong and you're doing it, stop doing it. Allow your body, your mind, your state, your soul, everything to conform to that liberty, that lifestyle. When that occurs, then it's easier to take the other steps, and your connection to your divine way of life is now available to you. It's knocking at your door. It's knocking at your door right now, but you just got cotton stuff between your ears so you can't hear the knock. And our preparation here, that's my analogy, our preparation here is to prepare you to remove the cotton that's stuck in your ear, or turn up your hearing aid volume if that's what you're doing, and hear the instructions as to how to live. I've also used the analogy, it's like playing Marco Polo and you're blindfolded. What we're preparing you to do is to remove the blindfold so everything becomes visible. And the lifestyle you're supposed to live becomes the lifestyle you're supposed to live. We're not connected. Some of us are not connected simply because we're not preparing ourselves for connection. We're carrying luggage. We're carrying hurt. We're carrying cotton balls in our ears. And we need to let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Don't think you're saving that for tomorrow. Because if you start thinking, oh, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it the day after tomorrow. Tomorrow never comes if you really think about it. Everything you talk about is today. Tomorrow will never come. Tomorrow will never come. There's a convenience store down the road from me. And every time I go in there, I say to the guy who I know very well, is everything free today? And he always says, no, it's not today. It's tomorrow. My point being, do it now. Step into it now. Open your eyes now. Wake up now. You're listening to Barrington on Reality Radio. I have a book, Ascension, Awaken Ascension Guide. It's sold on Amazon.ca or .com. Either one will bring it to you. If the information that you hear from me and you're enjoying it, there's a lot more of it at Barrington Awaken. Sorry about that. Barrington Awaken. He Am I, Barrington Awaken is the website. And you could check it out. There's a lot of information there. There's more information going up. Every radio show that we've done will be presented there for you. If you're at home, you want a little bit of excitement, something to stimulate you, make you feel a bit galvanized, pick up one of the shows, download it, and listen to it as you go for a long walk. Enjoy. They're there for you, and they're free. Wake up, everybody, is what I'm all about. Have we got any emails?
We do have some emails. And folks, you are listening to The Barrington Show right here on Reality Radio 101. If you'd like to write in and ask Barrington a question or have a comment, our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Shane writes in. He says, hello. I just wanted to say hello from Detroit, Michigan. Loving your show this afternoon. That's from Shane. And let's see. Corey writes in and says, when you talk about other people that want to try to help you fix your problem, why is that per se an issue if they only want to try to help you? And that's Corey. And let's see, Mick writes in, he says, Barrington, do you believe in psychics? A lot of people think they can read my mind, read the future, and read what the world is about psychically. I am not so sure I put any, I think he means any trust in those people. And that's from Mick. And lastly, Jazz writes in here, hold on, and Jazz says, Barrington, can you give us any tips on nutrition? You talk about the food we eat, how it affects the mind and the body. Any quick tips on nutrition? And that's from Jazz. Back to you.
Okay, thank you very much. Jazz, on the food, we're going to go with, and we talked about this last week, you're going to eat what's green and it's really good for you. If it was provided by nature, grew somewhere, go ahead and eat it. If it was chemically put together, it may sound amazing. I know it tastes great, but it's like swallowing a tack, okay? Because you don't really know what's going to happen once it's inside of you. And if you're lucky, it'll come out without scarring or creating any damages. But it is a tack and it does have a sharp edge to it, sharp end point. So good food, green food, vegetarian diet is what I recommend all the time. Maybe vegan, not so much all the time. You need to cook some of your food, but good food, learn, take a course in cooking. A nutritious food and healthy food. And there's so much information right now on the YouTube channels and internet all over the place that you could get the best food for your body. Now, let me say this. You're not going to wake up tomorrow morning and throw everything that you have in your fridge out and go buy all this fancy, healthy food. What you're going to do is pick a day and make it a day of healthy foods. And then you pick another day and make it a day of healthy foods. Every single moment of that day, you eat something that is fantastic. If you're trying to become a vegetarian, I did it. The best way for me was I pick a day. Well, I went cold turkey, actually. I just started, you know, no pun intended on the cold turkey part. I just stopped eating meat. But for a lot of people, and I say this all the time, split the days down 365 days of the year, pick every single odd day, odd number, 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, 13. You get the drift and eat vegetation on those days. Choose those days, be a vegetarian on those days. And you do it for a year. And then eventually now you'll understand how the body will gradually fix it, merges itself into accepting the proper foods. So if you do that within a year, you've been a vegetarian for 6 months. Eventually, because your desire is to get rid of all the flesh from your body, you know, the outside flesh, within time, you pick a day. And eventually you can change it to every 3 days, you know, vegetarian for 3 days and go back to eat your meat because you're used to it. We're trying to break a habit. And by doing so, you'll form a new habit. And if you learn to get rid of the flesh from your body, it'll take some time. It'll take some time because a lot of us were raised with that bacon and then the big slab of steak. And it's amazing. You can't imagine going through life without it. I get that, but try. You know, split it down the middle. So that's what I say. Thank you very much for that email. And the good food for us to eat, like I said, it's green stuff. And if it was natural and it grew on its own, then it's also good for you because we're a part of it. Do I believe in psychic? I've been struggling with that one for a very long time. Is anybody able to see the future? Yes, I've seen experience of it, but I think they're just super connected to their guides. So yes, psychic is real, but I don't know that I want to throw everything I have into the believing of the psychic because a lot of them has to know a lot about you before they start presenting that information. But if your psychic could call you and go, hey, your stove's burning there, go, then yeah, he's real or she's real. But in the meantime, it does exist. I've seen a lot of cases where people could predict what's going to happen. I don't know if it's because they're good at reading history and history repeats itself, but do I believe in psychic? Yes. Yes. I've been struggling with that for a very long time, but you have to be very careful. And I will say this. A lot of people don't like me for saying this, but if a person was gifted, they had this ability to guide you and to take you on the path of righteousness, and they were gifted this amazing talent by all the creators, it would have been for free. The creators are not saying, oh yeah, we'll charge them $20. They're not saying that. What the creators are saying is this information, you know, that again, go back to this analogy of the lion and the deer. When the deer takes off and he runs away or she runs away and she gets free, I don't know that he gets a bill that says, oh, thank you for saving me. And, you know, here's my $20. I think the guides are designed to guide you and protect you and take care of you. So if any information was being given to you, it would have been given to you at no cost. Then you'll know the true psychic. Thank you for that information. I appreciate this. How to help. You wanted a bit, Corey wanted some information on tips. So you thought I said nobody could fix other people's problems. I just want to know why. So here's the situation. In order for me to truly resolve this issue that you may have, I would have to know the source of it. And I would need to know, more importantly, what is your purpose here? Are you here to show people how to live with this disease? Are you here to show people to get the experience of this disease? Are you here to get the problems, the pressures? You will not be able to rectify the situation, sir, until you understand the source of it and where it's coming from. And of course, the why. This is why I think a lot of the times, and I've said this many times, somebody comes to me and asks me, what do I think? I said, okay, sure. And I listen to them vent, and I offer them some tea or a beer, and I don't try to fix the problem because all I'm hearing is their version of it, and I don't know why or their source of being here. You're listening to Barrington. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm thanking my friends out in Brampton there, the family that's listening to the show. I'm flabbergasted that you take some of your Sunday, sit still and listen to what you're saying. So if you're in your garage having fun, thank you very much for joining the show. If you're sitting around having a great time, thank you very much for having the show. You're listening to Barrington. I'm here to support. Please send us an information email and I will help you with answer the questions to the best of my ability. Shane, you said you love the show. Thank you. I appreciate that. We're doing this out of love. Shane, you know what? We're all one. We're all connected to the same source. We're all a part of this source. We're all brothers and sisters. We're united. I'm hearing information at one point that we only had one piece of land. And it all split up. But we didn't change. Physically, we may have. Spiritually, we're still connected. Unity, you know, sort of got in the way about everything. But we're the same. Thank you for enjoying the show. I do this for you. And without you, Shane, I would not have this show. Thank you very much. Have we got anything else?
We do have a couple here. Sherry writes in, by the way, folks, if you write in, if you don't mind, let us know where you're writing from or listening from. We appreciate that. We can put the so-called pin in the map to see where our listeners are. Sherry wrote in and says, thanks for the tips on food. Very insightful. I believe I'm going to try that. That's from Sherry. And let's see here. And Phil writes in and says, it's hilarious, Barrington. You're right. Psychics charging people for their works. It's hilarious the way you explained it. I always thought that was kind of weird, that a psychic would not really want to help someone, but try to get some dollars in their pocket. And that's from Phil. And that's it. Back to you.
Phil, I'm glad you said it. And that was kind of cool because, you know, I will hide behind you, man, when they come after you, or, you know, we'll run together. You're absolutely right, though. The information that's out there, it's trying to put the sun never sends us a bill for the light that they provide, you know, and the rivers never send us a bill either for the water that we drink and whatever we do with water, because it was provided to us by all that there is, all of the creation. The sun is never going to send you a bill. I assure you that. But you know what? Man will probably figure out a way to tax or bill you on it. But that's how we are. We're faulted. So in saying all that, we have to understand that everybody out there has learned how to hustle and try to take a dollar from the next person, because that's how we were all raised. But I strongly believe that if you were gifted a talent such as predicting the future and tell of danger or warning or anything that's going to happen. I'll tell you, if somebody had told us in last year at this time that we're going to go through this winter lockdown COVID situation, a lot of other decisions would have been made. But we didn't hear that information. We didn't get a pre-warning. We dealt with it as it showed up. What does this have to do with me talking about psychic? If an information, source of information has been given to you, you have an obligation to share it. You have an obligation to share it, and that's why it was given to you, because your channels are open, your doors are open, your ears are open, your eyes are open, and you're able to go, hey, step out of the way. There's danger coming, or I don't know, buy big boots. There's a harsh winter coming. You never, never charge your children for protecting them. You never did. I don't think you did. I hope you didn't. But when your child was young and he was doing or she was doing something that was very dangerous, you corrected it. You pulled him or her out of the way. You gave them the food that was best for them. And you raised them and took good care of them without charge. Well, this is the same method that is being given to us by those of Mother Nature who has the ability to take care of us and protect us. And they're not going to send us a bill anytime soon, because this information is for everyone. And because you have the ability to get it and distribute it, you're charging for it. Would you charge me for air? Wow. You're right. It should be for free. So thank you for that. Sherry, no problem with the food tips. I'm glad you're going to take it and try it. And I want everybody to, a lot of people to take it and try it. You can change the way you see yourself, but it's gingerly. It's step by step by step. We've heard of a lot of people who go on this massive, long, harsh diet only to find themselves back in the same situation months or maybe years later, but only worse. Well, what you're trying to do is try to trick the body into thinking that you're going to eat less and eat healthy and exercise. And you're trying to trick the body into doing that. So the body goes, hey, we're doing great. And then we'll slim down for a little bit. But when you go back to your habit, then the body goes, aha, I caught on to what you're trying to do. And now we're going to hold everything. So you can't trick us like that again. What you can do is just give the body what it wants. And it's to eat healthy, to be rested, to have exercise, and do that as a consistent. You can devote 25 years of your life to going to school to learn how to be an electrician from kindergarten till you graduate, or a lawyer or a dentist. You could do that. And then you stop doing it. Why can't you do the same application for yourself? Do for you what is best. Do for you so when you're 65, 70, you could get up and go. And not wish you had done it when you're in your 30s, 40s. Start now. Create a habit that's going to bring you through the rest of your life. I have a friend and she tells me all the time she goes to the gym on a regular. I appreciate that. And I could see and hearing from her that she will do this for the duration of her life, because it has become an innate part of her existence where she will not allow her habit to fall apart and she won't do it again. I am suggesting to everyone that you create that habit that's going to make you the best you, the healthier you. That habit that you have right now that is not working for you, may be substance abuse, you know, alcohol, drugs, whatever it is, or the idea of staying up really late, that's damaging your body, breaking down the body. I strongly suggest you create a habit that's going to break that bad habit. And I'll tell you, if you do this consistently for 27 days, it becomes a habit. And if you stop on the 28th day, you'll feel something's wrong and you'll fall into the new channel. So give yourself 28 days every day at the same time for something consistent for that you want to do. Change the mindset. Change the way you look at life. I know it's easier said than done, and this is why we go through the step by step by step. Wake up. That's why we do it. Wake up. And when you start doing something new, your mindset will change. And focus on you. Your entire existence on this planet was not for you to wake up and give your time, effort, money, everything to anybody, any organization, anything. Your time was designed for you. So if you find that you're giving away most of your time to something that's not going to benefit you, especially if it's breaking you down, now it's time to change that. Wake up. Wake up. And I say this all the time. Wake up. Allow yourself the pleasures of life. Allow yourself the ability to stand up and live life the way you want it and not how it's been dictated to you. Wake up. This is the opportunity. So do something for you. Do something for you and be very consistent with it. Learn a new, to play an instrument. Learn a new language. Take up dancing. You have to change the design of the box that you've been playing in for the last 25 years. You need to change the design of that. Learn something new. Completely off the wall. Go play the drums. You know, learn something new. Everybody, I tell you, wake up. You're listening to Barrington on the Barrington Radio Show, realityradio101.com. Thank you for taking your Sundays to join us. And what we talk about is philosophy. We talk about spirituality. My job is to wake you up for you to live the best you, for you to attain the information that exists here that belongs to you, for you to step into your reality and not be the person that's being taken advantage of. Wake up. Wake up. If somebody does something wrong to you, if somebody steps on your toes, it's your duty to say, ouch. Wake up. Allow yourself all the pleasures that's designed for us here on this planet. Have we got anything else?
Yes, we do. We have a few emails here. Let's see what we have here. Don writes in, he says, great example regarding the psychics billing us, and great example about, wow, do we get charged for the sun? I love that. Excellent. Thank you very much. That is from Don. Priscilla writes in and says, hello, I'm listening to you from New York City, enjoying the show this afternoon. Thank you. Let's see. Andrew writes in. He says, hey, I have a new title for your show. How about Wake Up? Wow, that's pretty cool. Let's see. And also, Michael writes in. He says, asking people to ignore others' opinion of them is a big step, but how do you distinguish that from constructive criticism? And
sorry, who was that?
That was from Michael. And Michael goes on to say, can you tell us who your true self is and the journey that you basically took to get there? So, and that's it right there, Barrington.
Okay, the journey to get here. And it's funny, I had this conversation last year. Yesterday, I was talking to a good friend of mine. And he said, okay, you've read a lot of books. I know you've read hundreds of books. And you've read through the library, have you said? And I did that. And I gather a lot of information. Yes, I've been a reader my whole life, and I have read a few books. And what you learn from all of them, they're all telling you the same thing. I don't read fiction. I read what I know to be the truth. And in doing that, I could read 200-300 books and confirm it, squish it down into one. And if that's what I'm doing, that's amazing. So the information that I have on how my journey began, we've talked about this many times, and I don't have enough time in today to tell that story, but I was about 7 years old when I had the first real information that I remembered. And one of them was seeing a past relative, my grandfather, that had passed away 3 years ago, and I saw him, and I was seven. I was not delusional, nor was I high. I did see him. And in and around that time, I started getting a lot of spiritual messages and guidance and things that was coming towards me more so as I got older. So I knew there was more. I knew there was more. For a very long time, I thought something was going on, and I, you know, my cheese had melted off my crackers or something like that. But I followed it, I studied it, and I had information, and then I'm connected. I've woken up and I'm connected to the guidance that tells us how to live. It takes me out of danger. Tells me to put my seatbelt on when the cops are coming. It just warns me of what exists and where not to go and what not to do and people to avoid. So I'm going to jump right from there and go into how do I know to talk to people, and how do I know the information that you're getting from people is accurate, and how do I know if people are being genuine to you? Well, you have a feeling. They have a feeling inside of you when you're talking to somebody and they're full of shit. You have a feeling about that. And if you tap into that source, you can resonate with it and it'll play inside of you all the time. So you hear BS. I mean, I use a lot of words when somebody's trying to sell me stuff. I use a lot of words to say, okay, thank you, I'm not interested. When they start using the phrases like, trust me, believe me, honestly, it's the best. A good product doesn't need that. And a good salesman doesn't need that either, because it's, you're telling me to trust you and believe you and honestly and all these things is because you know it's not true. So you're trying to reinforce the negativity that you're selling me crap. So I say, thank you very much, I'm not interested. You keep that crap, and I walk away. So I go a very long way to say this. You know, you get a feeling, and it's because you're connected. Again, the deer that's going to run away when the deer sees the lion. I'm sure it's a feeling because I don't hear anything and they run away. And that's what the connection is. And everybody here, everybody who's listening has also been exposed to what they call the gut feeling. And if you exercise the gut feeling, you will never say, I should have. The people or the thing or the source or the guides that's giving you that information, they do not know how to mislead you. The gut feeling has never been wrong. And most of us said, oh my God, I should have went with my guts. You should have. You should have. Because it doesn't know how to be wrong. So thank you for that. And I know I went a very long way to explain all this. Andrew, yes, a good name for the show, a good idea for the show is called Wake Up. I use it all the time. Just wake up. Wake up, everybody. Just wake up. Thank you very much, Andrew, for that. I appreciate that. Priscilla from New York, you're loving the show. Thank you very much for participating and giving up your parts of your Sunday to come out and hang out with us. I really enjoy that. Thank you very much. We're all a big family, and all we're doing is just having a family meeting. Thank you for being a part of it. Don, and you're absolutely right in the fact that we're not being charged by the sun or the rain. And if somebody has information to pass on to you, no, they should not be charging you for it. It's going to be a part of what exists out there. That's your source, your guidance way of saying, okay, you know. And the things what a lot of people don't understand is, if you're going out in the morning, you're going to have to work one day and you're just heading out the door, you're going for a walk, you might see an umbrella leaned up in the corner of that door on the way out, and it's a sign to take it with you because it's going to rain. That's how they communicate. That's how they do things. It's going to rain. I see tools sitting in my shop all the time, and the minute my eyes drawn focus to it, they're telling me I'm going to need that tool. Now I pick it up and I carry it with me because that's the communication. That's the connection. That's how it's being done all the time. So thank you for that. And yes, a psychic should not be charging you. And if one day we wake up and somebody's sending us a bill for the sun, oh man, we're going to be in trouble. But we're not there yet. And I don't think we'll ever get there, because if we could have, I'm sure they would have done that a long time ago. But thank you very much, Don, for that information. And yes, psychic should be free, Phil. As you said, we've just covered that up. And yeah. I don't believe you need to go. And the psychics who listen to me, and I know what you guys are saying, and I get that, and you have to cover your overhead, like the church owls tell us you have to pay for the lights. I get that. I totally get that. There is a cost that's been incurred because of what you do for a living. You could cover that. But if you're driving a Mercedes-Benz or one of those high-end vehicles and you live in the mountaintops and you're doing awesome because of what you're delivering, That's where I draw the line. It should be free. So this is it. And we talk all the time about how to connect our people. We talk all the time how to become one, the one source that makes us one with everybody. That's what we need to talk about all the time. And for all of us to be in tune with our spiritual guide. Every time I'm on the radio with you, I talk to you about good food, healthy foods, how to eat properly. And it's not easy to go from where you are if you haven't been practicing a good diet. It's not easy to go from where you are to where you want to be, but you have to know that is possible. All things are possible by belief. Whatever you do, do not give up. Do not give up. You've heard this this saying many times, that the journey of 1,000 steps begins with one. And that's all we're asking you, is to take that one. And then two, and then three, and then, you know, 48, 50. You get the picture, but you have to take that one. And by doing that, you allow yourself and give yourself that egoic boost that you need to say, I can do this because I know you can do this. I want to tell you, challenge yourself. Step out of the box. Step out of the box. Make the best you possible. And know full well that what's between you and accomplishing your goal is fear. That's what it is. It's not time. It's not can't afford it. It's fear. You're afraid. You're afraid of something. And I said last week, if you're afraid of something, go towards it and show them who's boss. Go towards it and show them who's boss. Because you owe it to yourself on this life term, this life extension, this visit to this planet at this time. You owe it to yourself to do the best. You owe it to yourself to take that step a little further. Push yourself a little more. Okay, you failed 5 times. Well, there's number 6 to try. Or 7. Or 27. You have that responsibility for yourself. And I say this to everybody who's listening to me anywhere in the world today. If you were given a gift or talent, it doesn't belong to you. Share it. Shame on you for not doing it. You have an obligation to deliver it and pass it on. That's why it was given to you. It's if you were given a piece of pie to share it, God damn it, I deserve my share. Share it up. Divide it up. Whatever talent you have is for everybody. There's no logical explanation into giving you this talent for you to sit on it until you die and it goes unused or undiscovered. And here's the funny thing. Every single one of us has a talent. Tap into it. Find it. Find your source. For a lot of us, you got to go back to when you're a little kid and see what you enjoyed doing, because you had memories of doing it before. Find that source. You have a responsibility to everybody that exists to share what you have. For free, I might add. Yeah, you shouldn't be charging anybody for that. And if the sun isn't charging you, you're probably a harsh hypocrite, because you're not paying for the sun, are you? But you want somebody to pay for the words that you use? Is that it? Thank you very much. You're listening to Barrington on the Barrington Radio Show. It is Sunday. We do this show every Sunday at 3:00. Thank you for joining us. Welcome home. We talk about spirituality. We want you to wake up and see your full potential. Live it. The talent that you may have, it's deserving of being brought forth. And if you don't know how, ask someone for help. Don't ask people to solve your problem, because they don't even know what they are. They're going to compare you to somebody else. You don't have a problem. They just disagree with the way you think. But you're an individual. You know, don't hurt nobody. Don't hurt nobody. If it's not true, don't say it. If it doesn't belong to you, don't take it. And if it's wrong and you're doing it, stop doing it. But whatever you do, bring your talent. Bring it out. This is your life. It's your moment. It's your dance. This sun is shining right now for you. Think about it. Have we got anything else?
We have a couple emails here. Let's see. Tiny writes in, and Tiny says, I love the advice about words when people are trying to sell you an idea or a product. That's excellent. I never thought about that. When someone stresses, trust me, or this is the best, etc., I never thought that it's really could be a con job. So that's from Tiny. And Walter writes in. He says, hi, Barrington. Just tuned in. Sorry I'm late. May I have your website address again? And that's from Walter. And lastly, Timmy writes in and he says, I never really thought about what you said about talent. We all have some talent in some way, and sharing the talents of our life could and would be an asset to the world. Excellent idea. Thank you for the advice. That's from Timmy. Back to you.
All righty. We're going to go with Tiny. Tiny, Tim. Wow, that's why I was laughing. Anyway, Tiny, the words, yes. And the con that people are running on you, yes. Have you ever met somebody who told you that they're smart? That's not what happens. I don't know that a smart person tells you they're smart. But I've met a few idiots who've told me they were smart. And that made me nervous. The same thing falls true when somebody's trying to sell you a bag of shit. They will try to polish it and decorate it and make it look shiny so you'll be appealed, you'll be attracted to it. But if somebody had brought you something that was very shiny and pretty and authentic in its own way, they don't have to use words like, oh, trust me, honestly, believe me, it's the truth, I never lie. Those are the words you got to look for. I look out and listen very carefully when people are using that word. It's because they know what they're trying to sell you is BS. And they're trying to make it smell nice or look pretty. But there's can't really do that with BS. And that's what they do. That's why they use those words. And it's what it's a gift for you guys to take with you all the time, anywhere in the world. Anybody who's trying to sell you, please, all salesmen out there, close your ears for a minute. Anybody who's trying to sell you anything and they're polishing it and make it look pretty. No, you don't have to polish the good stuff. And when they're using words like, trust me, honestly, believe me, is because they know it's not true. That's why they're using those words to try to convince you and themselves that it's true. Run away real fast. So thank you for that. And pay attention to that. And that's how you're going to know when the salesman's selling you crap. They're going to use those words. And if, like I said, the smart person doesn't walk up to you and say, hey, I'm smart. I went to this school and I graduated from that. No, the smart person just carries a conversation with you. It's the idiots who's telling you where they went to school and how smart they think they are. And I'll tell you, the reason they say that, the smart part, why I'm smart, is because they know they're an idiot. So I'm telling you I'm smart in case I say something idiotic, you'll remember I told you I'm smart. And that's why they say I'm smart. Now, I don't listen to that stuff. It's just stuff. Walter, thank you. My web address is heamibarringtonawaken.com is where you're going to find a lot of our information, the shows that we've done in the past, stuff that's there. I'm working on putting up some new information on some podcast information and stuff that you'll all enjoy. I want you to stay in tune with spirituality. I want you to keep it on your mind. I want it to be the focus. I promise you, That's another word you shouldn't be paying attention to. And it sounds contradicting for me to say that right now. So I'm going to change that word. Anybody who's promising you stuff, also, they can't predict the future. Therefore, they can't promise anything. Anyway, but I promise you that if you stay in this path, you will reap the benefit. You will walk towards a greater self. You will walk towards a self that is self-confident and fearless and amazing and strong, because you will love yourself. And that's all we're trying to do, is to get you to love you, where you don't allow the abusive ways of life or other people's criticism. And somebody had called and I didn't address it, talking about how do I feel about other people's not respecting other people's opinion of me. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying I don't respect your opinion of, you know, I will hear it. But technically, if I'm not really hearing it, it's not my information. It's your information. When you're telling me you don't like my bald head, what does that have to do with me? That's your opinion. Or you don't like my race. That's your opinion. It means nothing to me. The virus is in you. Good luck. Another person's opinion is really none of your business. Person's opinion of you is none of your business. And this is how we have to live our lives. So we went through all the emails. Thank you very much for joining. You've got the website. You wanted to know. Thank you for joining and listening to my radio show this week. I went off a little bit. Our topic was to get into finding out why some people are not connected and others are. And I'm going to spend the next 4 minutes of the show to tell you why we're connected or some people are connected. First of all, you have to practice it. You have to practice being connected. You have to practice being present. You have to practice your meditation. You have to practice your awareness. You want to practice the ability to move yourself into a higher level of consciousness. You have to keep it on your mind. You got to be mindful. When you went to grade 6 and they introduced you to social studies, you had no idea what that was, but at the end of the course, you came out with some idea of what it is. Same way if you learned how to dance, or same way if you learn a new instrument. Our brains are like sponge, and your creator, your brain's like a clay, and your creator is the potter who's going to design what you want it to be, and the shape and the size and everything. You are that person. You've got that ability within yourself to create the life that you want, be it the rich, be it poor, big house, no house, whatever the situation is. You have that tool within you to bring it forth. Like everybody else. And when the pie was divvied up among the 7+ billion people that's on this planet, we all got an equal share. Just that a lot of people did other things with theirs. You know, when a great idea comes, it comes to everybody. And I say this all the time. If you ever had a thought, you know, like to invent the unicycle, well, if you've never seen a bicycle, if you've never seen a tricycle, if you've never seen a skateboard, you're going to say, what the heck is that? That is such a crazy thought, because you're probably living in a part of the world that doesn't do that. But that same thought was given to a guy who's had a bicycle for many years, and he just thought, wow, I'm going to make one that has one wheel. And there you go. So he capitalized on that thought, but the thought is being given by the creator universally. Everybody will get that thought. I think if you live in the bush, you might not think of a better way for a cell phone. But if you live in a city that develops them just around the corner, you're like, wow, why don't we put a flashlight on our cell phone so we can see where we're going? The ideas are all the same. And I know I'm talking a mile a minute today because I want to get this information done. You're not connected because you're not practicing. Stay mindful. Work on wanting to be an improved self, higher level of consciousness. Keep yourself in good company. The ones who are not influencing you to go that direction, because at the end of the day, you're going to pay a karmatic debt, and you don't want to pay that back. Just don't incur that debt. Stay focused. Stay alert. Exercise. Challenge yourself. Wake up. Wake up, everybody. Wake up to the reality that exists. Wake up to who we are. Wake up to your full potential. Be the best you. And more importantly, be the best neighbor or friend or mother or brother, sister or father. Be that person. Do not allow yourself to be the person who's complaining. Find out if you're complaining, and please stop it. Find out if you're trying to fix other people's problem without them asking you to even get involved, and stop it. You have an obligation to bring forth the talent. And we had a call about that today. Everybody has a talent. Bring it out. That's why you're here. Bring it out. Nobody said bring it here, then bring it back. What would be the point? What would be the point of bringing this, coming to this planet with this ability to do this? to cure cancer, to create the problems or fix the problems that we have as a unified world. But then you bring it back with you. You see, it makes no sense because you wouldn't have brought it here anyway. So the desires that you have, follow through. What you love most about everything, stay with it. Stay-tuitiveness or consistency is going to be the method that get you through that 1,000 steps that you have to make. Well, now it's only 995.99 because you've started already. Stay focused, everybody. Welcome to the Barrington Show. Thank you for joining us. We're tuning out. We're going to be back next week. We're going to have another topic that we're talking about. We're going to stay there. Stay safe. Stay in love. Stay happy. Keep the monkey off your back. We'll talk next week.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.